And now this is a dictation for Eldon, E-L-D-O-N, Stam, S-T-A-M-M, October 1941, addresses a letter to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y, 875-5023. Dear Mrs. Morrissey, a follow-up for Mr. Stan with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, COPD, CHF, last visit in January. He comes in person. Weight at home is stable around 139, in the office 141. Says to be eating well, compromised by not having teeth, denied vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea or melena, occasionally hemorrhoidal bleeding, small amount of red blood. There is some degree of frequency nocturia, as he takes his diuretics very late at night. The reason is that during daytime he loses control incontinence if he's not close to a bathroom. Denies infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no gross edema, a stable dyspnea, adrenal or activity, no pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen. Denies orthopnea PND, denies a sleep apnea machine. He just received the second booster for coronavirus. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure 96/42 on the right side. Evidence of muscle wasting, minor tachypnea, very soft voice, but alert orientation 3, attentive and no facial asymmetry. Lungs are actually clear without any RAL wheezes, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial RAP gallop, no abdominal distension, ascites, masses or tenderness. I don't see edema. He does have muscle wasting. Next paragraph, chemistry is in May, creatinine 1.9, which appears to be stable. Present GFR 34, stage 3B, abnormal sodium, potassium, acid base, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia, normal white blood cells, platelets. Prior PTH elevated 231. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, asymptomatic, no dialysis. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, clinically stable, continuous all fluid restriction diuretics. Next number, tachybrady syndrome, pacemaker anticoagulated. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, started on treatment vitamin D125. Next number, COPD. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stenting. Next number, severe aortic stenosis. I'm not aware of plans for intervention. Next number, blood pressure presently in the low side, which likely represents the severe aortic stenosis. Next number, a soft voice on prior dysphagia. However, is my understanding EGD in the past was negative for malignancy. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. End of dictation.